Assiniboia. The first 3 months of 2024 kept the Assiniboia Fire and Rescue Department busy with courses and training sessions, as well as responding to 13 calls for service. Assiniboia Fire Chief, Terry Lascelle, reported on what their Division of Community Protective Services had been involved in from January to March. Assiniboia hosted a wildland suppression course, February 9 to 10, that included 11 members plus one member from the Lafleche Fire Department that attended. The course was sponsored by SCPS. The AFD team participated in EMO training on March 13 in the fire hall for new EMO volunteers and support staff. The Assiniboia Rural Fire Association annual meeting was held at the fire hall on March 18. Lieutenant Dave Martin and Curtis Thompson attended a joint training session at 15 Wing Moose Jaw held March 22 for aircraft awareness. This division of Assiniboia's Protective Services continues to put the call out for new members to help fill their team for response when the alarm bell rings. The AFRD members are hosting a recruitment night on April 8 at the fire hall in hopes of gaining some new members for their Protective Services team. It is no secret that residents of local communities take for granted that when the alarm bell rings, that there will be an ample firefighting team to respond to it. A recruitment night can help answer any questions potential members may have as well as outline some of the work that the community fire department does. Fire Chief Lascelle added that for the first quarter of 2024, their team responded to 13 calls that included 6 false alarms and 1 alarm due to sprinkler activation. They also responded to 3 assists with STARS. 1 motor vehicle collision was a call they had responded to, along with 1 structure fire and 1 outside fire. Training is ongoing and for the first quarter of 2024, AFD team members participated in a continuation of the minimum standards training, gas monitors, pre-planned software operation, hose streams and foam use. As well, members took in a self-contained breathing apparatus refresher as well as hazmat awareness. Volunteer firefighters commit to continual training to be prepared for whatever emergency they are responding to, as well as having all equipment ready on a moment's notice for when the alarm bell rings. Fire departments remind residents to be mindful of changing ice conditions and running water as both can be very unpredictable, and conditions can change quickly. Trouble can arrive quickly in icy water.